Nolte, Trump pauses immigrant visas globally for training to avoid deadbeats, troublemakers. By John Nolte on August 26, 2026. On Friday, a judge reversed a Trump administration pause on visa applications in 75 countries. The court ruled it was contrary to law and in excess of statutory authority of Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The judge also seemed to take issue with singling out these 75 countries. Well, on Tuesday, President Trump used his authority to pause immigration visas globally. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said on Tuesday that it launched a global training initiative at all U.S. embassies and consulates worldwide and that appointments for visa services will be adjusted to accommodate the training, reports the far-left Reuters. The State Department said that the training is aimed to help consular officers screen out applicants deemed likely to become dependent on U.S. public benefits and to ensure evaluation of visa applicants comprehensively and consistently. Those who already had visa appointments scheduled with U.S. consulates received notices that the interview will be rescheduled at a later date. Does this not make sense? No one who comes to this country illegally should be on the public dole, committing crimes, or ginning up anti-Jewish and anti-American hate at our universities or anywhere else. Nevertheless, over and over again, we see legal immigrants on welfare, committing crimes, and spreading hate. Obviously, something is horribly broken in our visa screening program. Something that needs to be remedied before one more deadbeat or troublemaker sneaks through. Why in the world would a sane country import people who cannot support themselves? Get a load of this. A 2024 survey of income and program participation reveals that 53% of households headed by immigrants, naturalized citizens, legal residents, and illegal immigrants, used one or more major welfare programs. This compares to 37% for U.S.-born households. Our best estimate is that 51% of households headed by legal immigrants use at least one major welfare program, adds the report. Around half of legal immigrants are on the dole. That's around 9 million welfare queens. What is the rationale for importing millions of welfare queens? Those of us who work for a living are supporting 9 million deadbeats imported by our own government. That is totally insane. For what it's worth, this same survey believes 61% of illegal aliens are on some form of the dole as well. But I was told they came here to do the jobs Americans won't do. What I would like to see the Trump administration do next is take this a step further. Someone must have approved the visa applications for all these deadbeats and troublemakers. Let's start firing these bureaucrat failures. Let's start holding accountable the government workers sabotaging their own country. Listen. I'm married to a Mexican immigrant. And she's an awesome wife and an awesome American. I'm all for importing people eager to embrace Western values and eager to make something of themselves. But the deadbeats and troublemakers, especially the Jew haters, need to stay right where they are. And any bureaucrat who lets one sneak through must be fired.